Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So, all praises and great glory belongs to the Most High, the Great I Am. All praises and dominion belongs to Him. Y'all, this is a wake-up call, especially now that we're definitely in the last days with everything that's going on in the world. There is a difference between religion and relationship. Why do I say that? It is so easy to belong to a major denomination, whether it be Christianity, Baptist, Methodist, etc. It's so easy to belong to those major denominations, but do you have an actual relationship with God? I was watching this movie last night, and basically it was about a woman that felt like she went to church twice a week, and just because she went to twice a week, that meant that she was saved because she went to church, right? So in her mind, she was like, as long as I go to church and I praise God during those times, then I'm saved, then I have the Holy Ghost. That is not entirely true. Just because you may go to a church once or twice a week, that doesn't mean that you have a relationship with God. And this is not to condemn anybody, because y'all, at one point in time, I thought this way as well. But it is so important to have a very intimate relationship with God, meaning that you're firmly in your word daily or almost every day. You know, we all fall short, of course, so we may not be able to read every single day, but you're constantly in communication with the Most High, whether you're talking to Him directly or whether you're consistently and constantly in prayer with Him. You will develop an intimate relationship with God, and you're not just waiting until Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday for Bible study just to spend time with God. See, God desires for us to have an intimate relationship with God. He can care less about religion. All praise and great glory to the Most High. I'm not sure if this video will upset some people, but the truth is the absolute truth. We have to be very careful about what the world teaches. We have to be very careful about how we go about when spending time with the Most High. In order for us to deepen our relationship with God, we have to remain consistent. It has to be a daily affair. Y'all, when I went months without reading my word, it literally hindered my relationship with God. Like, it was like that I no longer had that discernment. I no longer had that direction. At least that's the way I took it. I noticed a difference when I was starting to get into my word daily, when I would start to pray more to the Most High. I can feel the intimacy growing and that relationship growing between me and the Father. So it is so important that you read the word and the Bible for yourself. I always say that it's so important not to allow anyone to spoon feed you the scriptures. And not only that, it is so important to not allow anyone to interpret those scriptures for you, because we are all flesh and we may not always get it right, even me. So it is so important to rely on the Most High to interpret those scriptures for you. And of course, interpretations always come in two or three witnesses, meaning that God will oftentimes send you a confirmation, right? But again, it is so important to seek God above everything else. Y'all, and this is gonna be kind of a shocker, but it is very easy to turn that religion into our idol. How does that happen? How many of us, if you go to church, you will say, well, pastor said, or well, pastor said this, or pastor said that, but not saying, well, what does the Most High say? We in turn not only turn that pastor into our idol, but we turn that religion associated with that pastor into our idol. So that's why it is so important to establish a relationship with the Most High. You don't have to necessarily belong to a religion to have a relationship with God. And I think that's why a lot of people join these organized religions in these communities, because they feel like I would have to join a major denomination, I would have to join a church in order to have a relationship with God. And that is absolutely far from the truth. And that is based off what is taught in this world. I see a lot of pastors, they be like, you have to join a church in order to have a relationship with God. And that is absolutely false. You don't have to join. And this is not to discourage anybody from going to church, y'all. If that's what you want to do, if that's what you choose to be, do, but by all means, do it. But do not forsake your relationship with God. One of the things that Yeshua condemned the church of Ephesus is because they left their first love. Their first works, right? And what was the first works that they were supposed to do? Love the Most High God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all that might. So they was busy doing other stuff pertaining to the Most High, but they forsook in that actual relationship that they had with God in the beginning. So it is so important, y'all, that we have to establish a firm relationship with the Most High. And also, there is something else that I also want y'all to keep in mind, that the Bible also says that the Most High God does not dwell in temples made with men's hands. But we are the temple of God, meaning that the temple of the Most High is in each and every last one of us. So I just also want y'all to know that as well. We are the church. We are the assembly, right? So again, you don't have to go to a building in order to worship God. You can find time out of your day, each and every day, to spend that quality time with the Most High. I mean, think about it. Once you enter into a new relationship with a person, in order to get to know that individual, you have to spend quality time with that person. And it has to be done quite often and consistently, so that way you both can get a gist of each other and get to know each other's ways and all that good, wonderful stuff. That is how it works with the Most High. The more time that you spend with Him, the more you get to know His ways and His will and His commandments and His statutes. And great glory. And yes, I understand, y'all, it can be lonely. I can understand that we do desire for us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the Most High. But at the same time, we have to have an individual relationship with the Most High first, and learning to be content and with being content with Him only. And then, of course, He will lead us to where we can fellowship among brothers and sisters with a pure heart. Because I know me, y'all, when I first came into my walk with God, I desired to fellowship with other people so bad for various reasons. And because of that, Most High God allowed me to become entangled with the wrong individual. So it's so important that we establish our relationship with God first. All praises and great glory belongs to the Most High. Again, this is not to condemn any religions. This is not to condemn any communities out there. And it's not about that. It's all about personal salvation. This is why the Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Glory be to the Most High. So we have to work out our own salvation independently with the Most High. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, I didn't want to hold y'all long. I just want you to come on here to share a word that has really been laid on my heart for the past several days. And when I watched that movie, it was just confirmation that the Most High wanted me to speak on this. You can have church by yourself with the Most High every single day. He just wants our time. I always say this, time is the most valuable thing, because it's something that we can never get back. And don't just worship the Most High out of convenience. And that's basically what a church is. You're basically worshiping Him in convenience, because it's convenient. It's convenient to get up one day or 2 days out of the week and go to church because you feel like this is what we need to do in order to get closer to God. But that, no, this can be an everyday thing. It can be done in so many different ways. It can be done with things outside of the church. And again, this is not to condemn those who do go to church or want to go to church. Hey, by all means, please do. But I will say, be careful with church that you join, because not all are have the intent of feeding the body of Christ. A lot of churches are after monetary gain, and it's only after selfish gain. Okay, so this is where the discernment kick in, and this is why, again, it's so important to establish a relationship with God first, and then He will give you the discernment that you would need to let you know whether that church or that pastor is of him. All right, I love each and every last one of y'all. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and to hit that bell to get notification when I upload new content. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.